From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Millions along the Gulf Coast are without power, water, and food several days after Hurricane Ike hit Texas. Rescuers are flying in hard-to-reach areas and discovering a devastated landscape. The storm swamped entire subdivisions, and emergency crews are racing to find victims and survivors. Today, we're going to hear from the island of Galveston and from Houston. First, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on relief efforts in Houston.
The pilgrimage to Harvest Time Church began before daybreak, and through the day, thousands of hungry and thirsty people arrived here by car, waiting for hours, listening to their radios and lines that stretched for miles and snarled traffic. And they came by foot, some lugging grocery carts or rolling coolers. They came for some salvation in the form of ice, water, and packages of ready-to-eat meals.
Cereal, fruit cup, Pop-Tart, granola bar. For lunch, I have a canned entree, it says. Hamburger bun, four crackers, another fruit cup, a pudding, and a cookie. For dinner, beef stew. Ew. But I'm happy.
Carrying three boxes of the military-style meals, Vivian Greenaw says she hasn't eaten like this since her 21 years in the Navy, including her last tour of duty in Iraq. Like everyone who's arrived here, she's been out of power for days, so the refrigerator's out and all of the food in it has gone bad. Some folks say they had to throw out hundreds of dollars of frozen meat from their freezers.
Even though it's a long line, I just appreciate the help, because it could have been worse and it could have took longer. So I congratulate the city of Houston and FEMA. Job well done.
After delays in getting to the area, FEMA opened 18 official distribution sites today, and over the next 3 days, they plan to give out 7.5 million meals, nearly 20 million liters of water, and more than 19 million pounds of ice. As people walked or drove up, church volunteers handed each family FEMA's packaged food, a carton of bottled water, and a bag of ice. Claudette Maxwell says she's been desperate for the ice.
I take insulin every day. Every day I have to take it.
And that has to be refrigerated.
Yeah, it has to be refrigerated. Has to stay cold. So the lights out, the refrigerator's out, no insulin.
And that means you're in trouble.
My blood sugar go up and I can go into a coma.
So do you think that the two bags of ice are going to do you?
I don't know. I may need like three. I'm just worried about my kids eating more than me. If it's just that bad, I'll go to the emergency room, I guess.
Maxwell and her neighbor, Audrey Jefferson, say besides dealing with uprooted trees and flooded streets and yards, it's been difficult to find groceries. The stores are nearly empty and only take cash, and finding gasoline to get there is tough, too.
And the only place that we could get paper towels and marshmallows and crackers yesterday was at Target.
And it was wiped out.
And it was wiped out.
Yep. They didn't have any food left.
Nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing.
He wants juice. I don't have juice. I keep telling him it's not more juice.
Sharonica Smith and her husband stood in line for hours with their hungry babies, a 2-year-old and a 16-month-old son.
Between me and my husband, I think we have like $17 left. And that's if we get lucky and find some gas. That's it. That's all we have.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Keep praying.
The Harvest Time Church seems like the right place to be for that. The Smiths and thousands of others here say they'll be back again tomorrow. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Houston.